both school districts are coping with disparities in test scores among different student groups, they're also finding ways to accommodate growing enrollments. That's why Dan Nerad says he makes a good fit for Madison. During his tenure as superintendent in Green Bay, he says the district made some headway in leveling the so-called achievement gap between students of color or those below the poverty line and the larger student body.
That will be the issue, central issue, I believe, with the Madison schools. And while I hope to bring some ideas to that conversation, I also think that they have grounded their work in best practice just as we have done here.
Still, Nerad says he regrets more progress hasn't been made in that area. Another of his regrets is the failure of a referendum last year that would have let the district build a new high school. A community task force is now considering how to handle a growing number of students in existing Green Bay schools. But Nerad says the failure wasn't a factor in his decision to take the job in Madison.
As I move to Madison, I know that they've addressed referendums, that they're having discussions right now about their additional growth. They have a new school, elementary school opening, and they're in the middle of very complex discussions about new boundaries for that new school.
Madison has made a conditional offer to Nerad, meaning details of his contract still need to be worked out. He expects to officially take over on July 1st. Meanwhile, it's up to Green Bay School Board to launch a search for his replacement. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.